This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mornings with Matt. Thank you for tuning in today. Now, in an ideal world, today would be a happy episode as we'd be celebrating the Atlanta Braves advancing to the World Series, but this is 2020 and it's not an ideal world at all. So this is a very sad episode because the Dodgers are going to the World Series instead of the Braves. The Braves lost Game 7 of the NLCS 4-3 on Sunday night against the Dodgers, and despite the loss, it was actually a very entertaining game. The Braves scored in the top of the first inning on an RBI single by Marcell Ozuna to take a 1-0 lead. They would score again in the top of the second inning when Dansby Swanson led off with a solo home run to make it 2-0. The Dodgers finally got a run across in the bottom of the third inning when Will Smith came up to the plate and hit an RBI single to tie it up at 2-2. But the Braves came right back with an RBI single by Austin Riley in the top of the fourth inning, but that would be their last run of the night. From that point on, the Dodgers' pitching was lights out, and it was just a matter of time before the offense struck again. Kike Hernandez hit a home run in the bottom of the sixth inning to tie the game 3-3 before Cody Bellinger came up to the plate in the bottom of the seventh and hit the go-ahead shot that would ultimately decide the game. If my favorite team hadn't been in this NLCS, I would have thought that it was a very fun and exciting series. And while it was exciting a little bit, you know, Game 7 was a very entertaining game, it wasn't so much very fun. But the Braves do have a bright future ahead of them as Ronald Acuña Jr. and Ozzie Albies are each under contract for the next decade. They have a trio of young pitchers, including Mike Soroka, who will come back from injury next year and lead the rotation. And they have to do everything in their power to try to re-sign Marcell Ozuna after the fantastic year that he had this season for Atlanta. Now waiting in the World Series for the Dodgers is the Tampa Bay Rays, who won the ALCS in 7 games against the Houston Astros. They went up 3-0 to begin the series, but the Astros won the next 3 games and came very close to coming back and winning the ALCS. However, the Rays did win in Game 7, and now they will go to their second World Series in franchise history, their first since 2008. It should actually be a very good matchup between the Rays and the Dodgers. The Rays have fantastic pitching with Charlie Morton, Blake Snell, and Tyler Glasnow, while the Dodgers have good pitching of their own with Dustin May, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, and a fantastic bullpen. The Dodgers also have arguably the best lineup in all of baseball with Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, and the rest of their position players in that lineup. Both teams were the number one seed in their respective leagues in this year's postseason, and it's interesting that in the year when MLB expands the postseason to 16 teams, the top seeds from each league end up making the World Series. We always talk about how random the postseason can be, how it's not really about which team is the better team that year, but which team gets hot at the right time. But this year, the top seed in each league did make the World Series, so we really are getting the best of the best in this year's Fall Classic. It should be a very exciting series. I don't really know how to root for, because as a Braves fan, I should be mad at the Dodgers. I should want them to lose, but I really do like Clayton Kershaw. He's an all-time great player, a future Hall of Famer, and I want to see him get a World Series ring. On the other hand, the Tampa Bay Rays are looking for their first World Series championship in franchise history, and they've done it with a team that a lot of players were not very well known before this season, including rookie Randy Arozarena, who's batting .382 this postseason with 7 home runs and 10 RBIs, a 1.288 OPS. It's Randy's world. We're all just living in it. He hit 4 home runs in the ALCS against the Astros, so I want to see the Rays succeed as well. So I really don't know who to root for in this year's World Series. Let me know who you're rooting for in the comments, and I hope you guys enjoy the games. It all begins tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on your local Fox station. Trey Lyle joins me tomorrow on the regular episode of the podcast as we dive into Game 1 of the World Series.